Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelke. It's time for a Giants Insider from Indianapolis. Joining me is Mike Garofolo from Fox Sports. Mike, obviously you were with the Giants for a long time. Now you're covering the league. What, as a national NFL reporter, do you try to focus on when you get to the combine and try to sift through everything that's happening?
Not 40 times. You know, a lot of guys here, you know, it's so funny. You've got the guys here that are covering the draft. You know, they want to see the workouts on the field. And then you've got guys that are covering the league that say, well, the draft is in late May and free agency is in early March. So we tend to focus on free agency because that's what's right in front of us. And I know that teams are not supposed to be talking to agents of other players, only their own players. But that happens here. And you do start to get a feel. It's not like it used to be, because it used to be free agency was right after the combine. And so teams would be planting the seeds for the deal here, and by the time you got home, you had a good sense of who was going to go where, which teams were involved. Now there's a nice little gap, so it doesn't get done here, but you do start to get those first couple of whiffs of who's going to wind up where.
Well, let's focus on some of the Giants stuff, because they have a couple of very big free agents. The star, Jason Pierre-Paul. Yeah. Obviously, there are reports out there that the Giants might consider franchising him. What are you hearing?
If they do not have a long-term deal by the time the franchise period is up, which now we've got about a week and a half to go, they will use the franchise tag. They're not going to let Jason Pierre-Paul get away. How many times did we hear Jerry Reese say, you have to let talent fail, right? And this guy hasn't failed. He's just dropped off a little bit. So you have already seen how good he can be. So, yes, it could be an expensive proposition for them to go over $10 million on an offer for 1 year. But I do think another thing, when the Giants use the franchise tag, or have used the franchise tag in recent years, that it's been to get the deal that we saw with Brandon Jacobs. Well, this is just a placeholder. And as soon as that tag was on, we saw it in their press release saying, we do hope that he doesn't play on this deal. We hope to get a long-term deal done. So at least it'll buy you some more time. So I do think, yes, that if they get to that point and there's no long-term deal done, they will use the tag.
Now, another guy that's in a more interesting case, in my opinion, is Anshar Roll. He said he would like to be back with the Giants. He had a very successful career here. Yes. What are you hearing from that regard?
You know, I think it makes sense for him to come back. I think he's become a nice little locker room leader of sorts. I think that his career really took off when he got here, and he's been a reliable safety. So I would think both sides would be able to come together here and find an agreement for him to come back and play for the Giants. It's not there yet, and I wouldn't be surprised if he does hit the open market first before it does happen, but I would think Antrell Roll will be back.
Now, you mentioned the players. Now, the Giants also made a move on the coaching staff on defense. Steve Spagnuolo is back. He was the defensive coordinator when you covered the Giants all the way back in the day. What do you think he's going to do to put his twist on what the Giants have already in the pantry on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I think you're looking for the pressure up front. And I mean, every defensive coordinator wants to put pressure on the quarterback. Obviously, that's what you need to do to disrupt things. But I would look to see if he's got some of those wrinkles that he had. That, you know, even Perry Fuel ran that NASCAR package. But, you know, what are you going to do now to be creative in this league? Because so many DNs at the time were following that season started to rush from the inside, you know, guards had to be more athletic. And that helped teams kind of defend that. So now what are you going to do to come around and combat that? You know, how do you attack? You got to get back to attacking on the edges. One guy's a free agent, OCU Manure, and I still think he's got a little bit left in the tank as a situational pass rusher. So what if he comes back, and very well may be, and reunites with Spags, and they can, you know, create some havoc on the outside, get some edge pressure there. I think that's what you need to see from Steve Spagnuolo to get this defense back to what it needs to be.
Mike, appreciate the time, my friend. Have fun this weekend.
Drippy nose here because it's freezing cold outside, so I don't know if you noticed.
And they also put us right by the door, so they obviously are big fans of us.
I thought you knew people, Schmuck.
I know you. Does that count for anything?
Absolutely nothing.
He's Mike Garofolo. I'm John Schmuck. Thanks for joining us.